start our protocols first. Place your phone or audio connection on mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. So welcome to Mission Academy. It's a regular board meeting. It's Monday, May 16, 2022 at 10:30. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under agenda item IE. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@missionacademyhs.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. All right. A reminder, as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. So we're going to call the meeting to order and we'll establish a roll call by calling our board members. So Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck,
present.
Mike Malloy,
present.
John Dorch,
present.
And Barbara Willebrand.
Present.
So we now have a quorum. So Claudette, can we ask you to do the Pledge of Allegiance and everyone else go on mute?
Yes. Put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much, Claudette. So now we're going to go into staff introductions, and we'll start with corporate officers. Mr. Brown.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Board members, this is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
And Jerry Benson. Is Jerry on the line? All right, so well, you can come back to her. So school staff.
Lindsay Reese, Area Superintendent. Good morning.
Good morning,
Lindsay. And this is Jenna Eunice, the principal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
All right. School Legal Counsel.
Yes. Good morning, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Good morning, Bill. And advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLAC.
And any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves. All right, welcome everybody. It's good to see you this morning. So, we're gonna go to 1E, adopt resolution continuing board of directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. This is Jeff Martin.
Thank you, President Stanford and board members. In your board package, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
If there are no questions, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1E?
John Dorch will approve. John Dorch will second.
All right, Barbara Willebrand motion, John Dorch second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy,
aye.
John Dorch,
aye.
Barbara Willebrand,
aye.
So 1E is approved unanimously. We're now on 1F. Approve agenda for the May 16, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. Can I have a motion and a second to approve 1F?
Mike Malloy, make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Mike Malloy, motion. Barbara Willebrand, second. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy,
aye.
John Dorch,
aye.
Barbara Willebrand, approve minutes of the April 19, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read this. Are there any corrections or questions about this? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1G?
Barbara Beck, I'll make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Claudette Beck, motion. Barbara Willebrand, second. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
Well, 1G has been approved unanimously. We're now on consent agenda, consent items. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. And we have A1, the board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for virtual instructions and addendum to the school's health and safety plan. And this was in your packet. It's entitled Full COVID Plan and it's pages 19 through 52. Does anyone want to table this for further discussion? Are there any questions? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve consent agenda A1?
John Dorch, move to approve.
Barbara
Willebrand, second.
Okay. So I hear John Dorch move, Barbara Willebrand, second. We'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So the consent agenda has been approved unanimously. So now we're on public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may be taken at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce yourselves or make a comment? And if not, Shelley, has anyone contacted you?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
All right, thank you so much. So
President Stanford, this is Jerry Vincent. Forgive my late arrival. Thank you.
That's all right. Welcome. We're happy to have you. So now we're on school reports and information. And this is A, Local Control and Accountability Plan Goals and Metrics, Lindsay Reese.
Thank you, President Stanford. Today I will be updating the board on the progress the school has made in our LCAP metrics and goals. The LCAP goals and metrics report can be found on the last page of your board packet. Please note the data presented is as of learning period 7, which is January 28th. We expect these numbers to continue to evolve through the end of the school year. I will not be speaking about every metric under each goal, but will be highlighting the ones of greatest interest. I'm getting a little feedback. Is anybody else getting feedback? No? Okay. So I would like to start by reviewing goal number 1, which is to increase academic progress. Reading Lexile scores slightly decreased from 1,055 to 1,047. However, math quantile averages increased from 812 to 909. The school is currently retesting students for the end of the year, so we are hopeful that the Reading Lexile average will improve by year end. The average credit completion rate increased from 2.3 to 3.03. Way to go, Principal Eunice and team. That's actually a significant increase in such a short amount of time, so great work. The EL reclassification goal is in progress as EL students are wrapping up LPAC testing and completing other metrics needed to qualify for reclassification. We anticipate meeting or exceeding this goal by year end. The year-to-date graduation rate is 63.64%. The grad rate is in progress and will increase as more students complete graduation requirements through August 15th, which is the last day for students to graduate and be counted in the 21-22 DAS graduation cohort. I am confident we will meet or exceed last year's rate. Our next goal focuses on college and career readiness. Many of the categories will not have data until the end of the school year, so I will provide an update at a later date. Just a few highlights to share. Implementation of state academic standards improved slightly. The completion of career readiness courses remains steady and will likely increase by the end of the school year. CTE completion slightly decreased, but still shows a strong course completion rate of 88%. The next goal is goal number 3, which has to do with increasing student retention rates and is also showing some promising trends. The success rate, which calculates the number of students persisting towards graduation, plus the number of graduates, plus the number of students returning to district schools, increased from 86.1% to 91%. That's awesome. Our retention rate increased from 72.5% to 81.6%. This is a strong indicator of student engagement and staff outreach. Our attendance rate increased from 70.5% to 87.48%. Incredible progress in the midst of a pandemic that has left most other schools with declining attendance rate. 17% increase. It's phenomenal. We nearly halved the dropout rate, going from 15% to 8.5%, and our suspension and expulsion rates remain at 0%. Overall, we are doing a great job with goal number 3. Finally, goal number 4, which is to increase educational partner engagement, has significantly improved this year. PAC and ELAC participation increased from 15 in 2021 to 82 parents in quarter 1 through quarter 3 of this school year. This has been accomplished by making virtual meetings more engaging with student award ceremonies and high-interest topics. 86% of parents feel encouraged to participate. Although this is a minor decrease from prior years, it still shows a high number of parents are engaged. A whopping 99% of students and staff feel safe. 99% of staff and 98% of students feel connected to our school. And that is an impressive metric, given that we are a virtual program. Right? Sometimes we forget how hard it is to make connections virtually. So the fact that our 98% of our students feel connected to our school and 99% of staff, that's an incredible accomplishment in a virtual environment. And I think it's a direct result of the creative ways our team engages students. In summary, Mission Academy has had a very strong year, as evidenced by their performance on the 4 LCAP goals year to date. I look forward to sharing the final performance numbers in our August board meeting. This concludes my presentation on the LCAP goals and metrics. I now open it up to the questions and comments from the board.
This is Board President Stanford. That's awesome. The communication there between the parents and everything, that's really awesome, especially in these crazy times. Good job, principal, staff, everybody. Thank you. Any comments from the other board members? This is some good stuff. Okay, so... appreciate everything, Lindsay, that you and your team are doing. Thank you so much for this report.
Well, the kudos to Jenna and her team. Great job.
Thank you, Jenna. Wonderful, wonderful. All right. So now we're on additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Jeff Brown.
Madam President, thank you. Lindsay, I would like to congratulate you on a clear, concise report. Looking forward to the year-end report. It'll probably even be more exciting. And looking forward to coming down and saying hello to you pretty soon. So. Back at you guys.
That's right. All right, Jerry.
Thank you for being so gracious and accepting my apologies for a late arrival. But I was able to experience the LCAP update, and I just want to say kudos to you, Lindsay, and to you, Jenna. Jenna, your boots on the ground, you're making this happen. Lindsay, your leadership and allowing her to do it. But there's a lot of really astonishing numbers in here. I mean, just the participation, right? I mean, going up that highly is so fabulous. Looking forward to seeing the year-end tallies, but you're just doing a fabulous job, and we're grateful that you're at the helm there. Thank you both so much. And board, thank you, of course. Thank you.
All right. This is Board President Stanford. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Lindsay, that you and Jenna, everybody, it's wonderful to hear this stuff because there's so many sad things, stories going on out there right now because COVID has just been such a hard thing. So we're coming out of this, and I feel really good about it. Any other board members' comments?
Becky, hi. Lindsay, everyone, that was a great report. I mean, you guys are doing super. I'm just really glad to see it. The math is super great.
Math is unbelievable. You know. Anybody else?
I disagree with what all has been said. Good job.
Thank you, Barbara. All right, so if not, we'll go to closing items, and that's our next regular board meeting, June 3rd at 12. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
Senator Beck, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Thank you, ladies. Claudette Beck has motioned. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Carol Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck,
aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we have a unanimous vote to adjourn. Thank you all for such a wonderful meeting. See you next time.
Thank you.